Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Meat Force. Today's hypnotic topic is about meat. You're a man. You love meat. Meat is not just a substantial meal. Here, it's a treat. Maybe you don't like meat. Maybe you're not sure if you like it or not. This recording is about experiencing meat, force-fed by your mistress. Your curiosity is to be satisfied. If at any time during this recording, you would truly like to escape the experience of being force-fed, in your mind, gently count from 1 to 3. As you do, you will feel relaxed and probably relieved. But if you're all man and you can handle the intensity of Mistress Candace, then prepare yourself. Please find yourself a nice, quiet spot. A place where you can go undisturbed. I want you to lean back. Arms to your side, legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. Close your eyes and take in a deep cleansing breath and release. I want you to imagine now a giant blackboard. And on that blackboard, I want you to see a circle. In a moment, we are going to place the numbers 10 down to 1 within the circle, one at a time. And with each number, as you erase it from inside the circle, you will feel your mind and body go deeper and deeper down. For as you wipe away the numbers, you will wipe away your tensions and stress. You will wipe away the drudgery of your life and the muddled mess of your consciousness. So imagine the board. A blank, giant blackboard. I want you to see the circle. And I want you to place the number 10. 10 inside the circle. See the 10 clearly now. Clearly see the 10. And erase the 10. Wipe it away. Wipe away the top layer of life. Wipe away your boundaries and limits. Erasing the 10 from the circle, making room for the 9. See the 9 inside the circle. See it clearly. 9 inside the circle, and erase the 9. Erase the clutter of everyday life. Let yourself go down, deeper, making room for the 8. 8 inside the circle. See the 8 inside the circle. See it clearly. And erase the 8. Erase the tension and stress that burrows itself in your mind. For you have exposed it to air. Wipe it all away, making room for the 7. 7 inside the circle on the board. See the seven. See it clear. And erase the seven. Erase society's expectations of you. And free yourself. Free your mind. Make room for the six. See the six. See the six clearly. And erase the six. Erase the walls you have created to keep others out. Clean the circle and go deeper, mind and body drifting down. As you cleanse, as you let go, making room for the five inside the circle, see the five clearly and erase it. Erase the five, erase the walls you have built to keep your secrets in and free yourself of the burdens you have kept hidden. For they don't matter here. Good. Make room for the four. See the four inside the circle. See the four on the board. The four clearly in your mind. And erase the four. Erase your preconceived ideas and notions. Erase the expectations that stand in your way of truly seeing what is. Allow your mind and with it, your body releases, making room for the three. Three. See the three inside the circle. See the three clearly. Three. And erase the three. Wipe it away. And with it, cleanse the remnants of experiences past. Wipe them away. Cleanse yourself, cleanse your mind, and cleanse the circle, allowing to go deeper and deeper into a hypnotic slumber, into a hypnotic state of bliss, making room for the two. Two inside the circle, see the two clearly. Two. And erase the two. And with it, all the faces and voices that would keep you from being true to yourself, all those who stand in your way, erased. As simply, as easily, as pressing an eraser to the board. And erasing the number two, making room for the one. See the one in the circle. See it clearly. One. One inside the circle. See the one. Erase the one. Going deeper and deeper down. Now erase the circle and erase the last of the clutter in your mind. Erase it all and feel your body release. Erase the board. Erase the circle and go deeper. Be freer. Just a big, blank board and an open mind, ready to see, ready to feel, ready to absorb. Good. Now I want you to see yourself standing in front of the giant life-sized blackboard. As you stand there, in front of it, facing it, open and vulnerable. You are looking safely into the darkness of the board, into the darkness of your very own mind. I want you to imagine the doors starting to materialize in the board, starting to appear as if from nowhere. See the door growing clearer and bigger. Big enough to walk through. Notice every detail. The color of the door. The shading of the door. The texture. And from the cracks above and below the door, you can see light. You can feel the warmth of the light as you stand closer to the door. I want you to notice the color of the doorknob. Shiny or dull, aluminum or porcelain, or maybe just wood. It doesn't matter. This door is going to lead you to a place that is deep. Deep inside your subconscious mind. A place that is safe, isolated from anyone's view. Only what brings you pleasure can exist in this place. So reach out now. Extend your arm. Wrap your fingers lightly around the doorknob and turn the doorknob, open the door, feel the warmth from the light as it comes rushing through the doorway, wrapping around you, warm white light wrapping around you, filling you, rushing through you. The light is bright. You may not be able to see clearly, but you know I'm in the room waiting for you. You know you are safe in my presence. And you know your body will adhere to my calling. You will come to me because I commanded it. You must obey Mistress Candace. Every fiber of your being longs to serve. And your body is thus separated from your mind. Responds to my commands, and you can feel a rush of pleasure as you come to me, as you kneel down before me. The rush of pleasure as you kneel down before your goddess, before your mistress, for only pleasure awaits you. Any and everything we do here, in the light, in the warmth, will create pleasure within you. Such pleasure through obedience. What your body feels, your mind too will experience. Maybe not at first. But your mind will catch up. Everything we do is pleasure. For everything converges here in the warmth, in the light. Pleasure, Mistress Candace, and obedience converging here in the deepest parts of your subconscious. You will know pleasure, no matter what we do, even if it's something you've never done before. It will bring you pleasure to obey me here on your knees. Your first command will be to watch your mistress. You will remain passive on your knees, watching as I slide my panties down my legs. The silky soft panties that I wear. Sliding down, you can smell me, passively awaiting your fate. Kneeling before me without moving, as I wrap my panties around your eyes like a blindfold, wrapping them around your head, hindering your sight. But you don't care. To be my servant in any capacity makes your cock twitch, makes your dick hard. Completely blindfolded, you can feel my hand across your scalp as I grab a handful of hair, pressing you towards my body. You can smell my scent. You can smell my pussy. You want to reach your tongue out. You want to take a lick, a taste. But not yet, my pet. For today, your treat is meat. Open wide. See yourself kneeling before me, blindfolded, opening wide. Feel my hand in your hair, guiding you. I want you to feel the slap of flesh across your lips. The treat is meat. And she will suck. You will suck off. You will suck the big fat dick I put in your mouth. Because if you don't, then I'm going to have him slide it up your ass. That's right, my pet. Open wide. And if you don't, if you struggle, if you resist, then maybe a cock up your ass, thumping and fucking away, will get you to open in protest. Oh! So suck it like you mean it. Let's see your dick get hard. For meat is your treat. My hand, now wrapped around, the back of your neck. You can feel my nails dig in, as I push your head down. Bobbing, your head on the big, bulbous dick in front of you. You can't see whose cock you suck. It doesn't matter. You can hear him groan. He loves your forced suck dick. It makes mistress's pussy wet. To force you down on his big fat cock. to hear you gag, slurp, to push you down deeper, and deeper, and deeper. Knowing there's only punishment if you don't suck. That tight little puckered asshole of yours is gonna be stretched to its limits if you don't suck. And enjoy it. Not only are you being forced to suck for mistress, forced to enjoy the suck, you are my pet, ready to be used as I see fit. My dirty little bitch. You are my cock. You suck because you are told. You suck cock. Because you have no choice. No free will. You do as mistress tells you. And you enjoy it. It is the act of obedience. Cock sucking. It's going to become your passion, my pet. Meat. Is a treat. My slave. Mine to do as I please. And you love meat. Because men love meat. Men. Hunger. Anticipation. Fear. All becoming. Mixed in your mind. Converging. Here and now into one unit of throbbing pleasure. Mixing and melting into your psyche. Meat is a treat. As you suck. As you bob and gag. Hear the word cycle through your mind. Meat is a treat. Meat is a treat. Suck it. Harder. Suck that big dick. Blindfolded, for all you know, you could be sucking multiple dicks. Big white dicks. Fat, massive black cock. Burly butterball dicks. Fleshy. Inflated. Oversized dicks. Feel it. Tongue it. Taste it. Savor that stout, swollen cock. That thrusts its way in. Smell the sweat from his balls. Smell the sweat from his balls. You suck his fat. Yes, you can feel the tension. But he wants you to like it. And mistress commands joy. And there's only one way. One way to prove to mistress how much you forced. That's to stroke your dick. Masturbate to it. It's time. It's time to spread those legs open wide, bitch. Don't stop sucking. Keep that fat bulbous cock in your mouth, you cocksucker. On one knee. Your foot up. So you can feel one foot flat against the floor, one knee on the floor. Your legs spread wide for us to see. We can see your dick twitch. You're forced to suck that fucking dick. We can see it. Yes, that dick wants to be touched, doesn't it? Forcing you to suck cock makes you hard. You like to obey mistress. Forced to suck cock. Yes, show us. Stroke your dick. Nothing says loving like stroking. Show us you love to suck that cock by stroking yours. Feel my firm grasp. Grow tighter around your neck. My nails burrowing deeper. Stroke it, slut. Stroke and sock. Meat is a treat. Every time you stroke. Every time you stick your dick down someone's face. My words will come back to haunt you. Meat is a treat. And the thought of being forced to suck cock will come rushing back into your mind. You could be with the girl of your dreams. But the image that I create here, forcing you to suck cock, bringing you such great pleasure. Undeniable ecstasy. But you'll see the image in your head, over and over, forced to suck dick like any dirty little whore, any sleazy skinky little bitch, you are the cocksucker. For meat is your treat. Meat is your treat. Keep squeezing it, my pet. Squeeze your dick harder, bobbing up and down on that big fat meat stick. So yummy, the more you suck, the harder you get. Stroke it, my pet. You may only come as you swallow. That's right, bitch. It's not enough to suck it. It's not enough to like it. I want you to swallow. You're going to be taking big gulps when he dumps that load down the back of your throat. You can feel that fat swollen mushroom head hitting the back of your throat. When this fat dick comes, it's going to slide right down your throat. He's going to force you to taste, to suck, to swallow. As much as I force you to suckle. Meat is the sweet, creamy treat. Meat is the treat. You can feel his body growing tighter. You can feel him pulling your head deeper down. Now he's forcing you to suck it. Forcing you to like it, squeeze it harder as you feel him fucking your face. Fucking your face harder, fucking your throat like a cunt. Harder and harder. Squeeze your dick. The pleasure comes when he dumps his load down your throat. So keep sucking and stroking. His tight muscular cheeks start to tense up. They're tensing. Ooh, his balls are swelling, tightening, growing closer to his body. Yes, those balls no longer slapping against your chin. Too firm for slapping. Taste the pre-cum starting to ooze from his massive dick. Yes, you begin to swallow instinctively. Swallowing that swallowing. Swallow. Swallow. Swallow.
Swallow.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
You're going to swallow.
You're going to swallow.
You're going to swallow and then you're going to come. You're going to come as you taste him. Swallow.
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 Yes, swallow the love.
Swallow the love.
Meet.
Meet.
Is the tree.
Is the tree.
Swallow the load.
Swallow the load.
Yes.
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 And come.
Come.
Squirt your
squirt your
load. Squirt it as you drink him. Down.
Down.
Swallowing his cock.
Swallowing
that creamy load.
Creamy load.
You explode.
You come.
You come. Like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
Forced to suck
forced
cock.
To suck
forced to enjoy.
Forced to enjoy.
Forced.
Forced.
To swallow.
To swallow.
And it
and
feels
it
so,
so
good.
Good.
So yummy.
So yummy.
Such a yummy.
Such a yummy.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Treat.
Treat.
You did. So well.
What mistress tells you to love.
Sweet meat.
You suck dick.
Meat is the truth.
Fat, yummy, yummy cock.
Meat is the truth.
Meat is the truth.
God.
Meat is the truth.
Meat is the truth. Just relax now. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. For those of you who are preparing to sleep for the evening, you will drift down, down into your dreams, deeply and soundly. You will do so now. For all others, as I count from 1 to 5, you will find yourself coming up to consciousness. It doesn't matter what you remember or what you don't. Meat is the treat, and you know that deep, deep down. You will remember to forget and forget to remember. But you will feel relaxed, refreshed. And the need for meat will remain. One, pulling you up now. Two, relaxed, refreshed. Three, a little dizzy,
a little disoriented.
You'll feel better in no time. Four, coming up, slowly and peacefully. Five, take in a deep, cleansing breath and release. Wonderful. You did very well. I enjoyed our journey together, and I look forward to the next. Have a wonderful day.